The challenges the world economy is facing these days leave many companies and individuals feeling deeply concerned about limited revenue and income. When faced with challenges, I often go to the Bible. So that's where I've gone when seeking inspiration for my prayers about this situation. The Bible is full of examples of God meeting the needs of those who are in desperate circumstances. My study of the Bible has taught me that God's plan, or will, includes the supply needed for all people. There's a story in the Old Testament from which I have always gained inspiration. It's a story of the prophet Elisha helping a widow woman who owed a creditor and had nothing but a pot of oil in her house. Through following Elisha's inspired guidance, the woman was able to prove that God can and does care for all, no matter the circumstance. I've also found the account of Christ Jesus feeding a great multitude with an apparently limited amount of food on hand to be both encouraging and empowering. Jesus understood that God would provide for the need at hand, that God's will included supply for all. In his Sermon on the Mount, he said, "Your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him." So both Elisha and Jesus brought the certainty of an absolute faith in God's provision to bear upon circumstances where resources were limited. And then all the supply needed in both cases was demonstrated. This idea that God provides us with the supply we need can be applied in all kinds of situations, including our individual careers, as I was able to prove in one of my first full-time jobs. I was working diligently as an entry-level salesman with few leads. I was competing for business with seasoned sales agents at the same company and with those among larger companies as well. At the same time, I was striving to live my faith and practice what I was learning from my study of Christian Science, which was discovered by Mary Baker Eddy. This science gave me confidence that I could not be without the supply I needed, so I prayed to God. I worked to see my situation from a spiritual perspective, to acknowledge the reality that our true source of supply is God, Spirit, the unlimited origin of all good, and not what appears to be a limited material resource, such as leads. That's because we are each truly God's spiritual offspring, and God knows us inherently, reflecting his infinite and abundant goodness. Therefore, we can perceive that too, and prove that the provision of needed good is always in God's plan for us. As I prayerfully acknowledged that the true source of my supply is God, it wasn't long before I had an intuition to canvass particular areas in my sales region, which resulted in coming across some solid leads. This led to completing transactions which gratefully helped meet my income needs. Gaining what we need is not a question of God learning about our human problems and then giving us things. It's about a deeper spiritual reality we all can understand and demonstrate in our lives. Mrs. Eddy was an avid student of the Bible, and she understood that God's care for man includes providing for all our needs. She states with strong conviction in Miscellaneous Writings, 1883 to 1896, "God gives you his spiritual ideas, and in turn, they give you daily supplies. Never ask for tomorrow. It is enough that divine love is an ever-present help. And if you wait, never doubting, you will have all you need every moment." And so, during these times, when the human picture seems to present limited possibilities, We all have the ability to prove that God's will for each one of us unreservedly includes the meeting of all our needs.